Hello, Mr. Kim is here. I'd like to give you some help in signing up for next year's courses. And for this purpose, you should have in front of you the PDF file with the screenshots on how to actually do the signing up. Okay, so maybe if you can just follow along, then it's going to be much easier. So open, please, the PDF file with the title called Registering for Next Year's Courses. And I'm going to step you through the steps so that you can sign up. Okay, this is very important that you do this very soon because the administration needs this information to do next year's planning. Okay, so you've already, number one, please go to WebUntis from the school homepage and you log in, please, with your school username and your password. You probably have already done this before several times. So it says your Benutzer und Passwort, please log in and click the orange login button. Okay. And then when you have done this, you will actually be connected to your own page. And then there is a menu. And this menu now contains a new menu item called Kurse, which should be towards the right. Okay. And so what you do is the following. Please click on this Kurse menu button. So that was basically step number two. So, and then you got to be a little bit patient because it does take some time for the page to load, okay? So don't click around and too quickly. Give the system a few seconds time to refresh and to reload. It does take maybe 5 or so seconds. So another next one, point three, is pretty important. Point three says the following on the top right. You have a calendar, okay? Click on this calendar. And then change to any date in the next school year. Don't forget, you want to do the registration for the next school year. So you got to choose any date in the next school year. And what I have done is I've just simply chosen the 2nd of October, 2017. And you got to click on that. And then basically you are in the next school year. This is really important. If you forget doing that, then you're signing up the courses for the wrong school year. Okay, so that is the next thing, and then we're going down to point, and you can already see a list of courses, but I'm going to show you how to actually sign up for these. Okay, so point four, make sure that maybe you can see the menu at the top, and one, the most left one, is called Anmeldung, and it should already be clicked, but just make sure that you are at the Anmeldung and not at the meine Kurse, not in the meine Kurse item, but in the Anmeldungs item. And in my case, in my screenshot, it will say derzeit ist keine Anmeldung möglich. That's not going to show up when you do that, okay? It's just in my case because I've got this test account, and that's why it's not possible. Okay, so don't worry about this, but you should be able to sign up. So just make sure that it's clicked on Anmeldung. And that was point number four. And now you can actually start signing up and registering for the courses. And in order to do that, you have to click on the drop-down box for Kurskategorien. And this is going to give you a large drop-down box, and we're now on point five here. And you can see that I crossed out three of them with a red cross because you don't need them, okay? That's the Schwerpunktfächer, and then you have the Wahlpflichtgegenstände. You don't need them, so I crossed them out, okay? So, and then what you have to do is you have to click through them, and you have to choose those courses that you're going to choose, that you're going to go to next school year. Okay, and I'm going to explain this to you now because it's really kind of important. It's very fast if you know what you're doing, okay? But it's important that you choose the correct courses. So the first one here in the Kurskategorien is called SPR. It's called Sprachen. These are the foreign languages, but these are not the IB foreign languages. These are the regular foreign languages that you are already taking if you're in year six. These are foreign languages that you're taking starting year five, okay? So these are the new foreign languages, which are Italian, Spanish, Latin, French, starting year five. So far, we have not had, but that would be, but it still is going to show up here, okay? As a choice. So these are the foreign languages. Then you have the second one is altern.f. That's the alternativen Fächern, and these are the alternative arts. If you do the Austrian Matura, then you have to have in alternative arts. One of these you have to have. You have to have either drama or visual arts, which is Bildnerische Erziehung, BE, or you have to have music. So you got to choose one of them. And just if you choose them, just make sure that you choose the one for the correct school year. That is really important. Then you have Core F. These are the core subjects. If you do the Austrian Matura, you have to choose all of them. And if you are in the Academy program, then you just choose those that you chose for the so-called in the La Corve form. Maybe you remember if you filled this out, then you only choose those subjects. And then we talk about that. And then later on, we have the IB subjects, okay? And we label them IB block 1 to IB block 6. And what you do is you click yourself through these and you choose the courses of each one. Okay, and so let's have a look. We are now going to point 6. Okay, and if you click, for example, in the PDF file on point 6, it says you select SPR Sprachen. Okay, these are the non-IB languages. Click in the Anmeldungs icon on the very far right to register. So what you do is the following. On the very far right, and I made a blue circle around it, you see this pen and paper icon drawing. And you got to click on that in order to register. And then a little window is going to pop up and it's going to ask you again, do you want to register? Okay, so that's what you do is you register for the subjects that you're going to take next year. So in this case, in this example, the person is choosing Französisch, French, siebte Klasse for next year. But please be aware, if you are in the L class, you have to take French anyway. Okay, so that is not, then you don't have to choose it because everyone in the L class is taking French. So these are only those subjects that started in year 5. So basically, you only choose those subjects where there is where different students choose differently. Okay, so that is important. Okay, so you choose a language. Okay, and you do the same for the other courses. So and here I'm already on point 7, the alternative arts. Then you have the core subjects. So you choose, please, your core subjects that you've chosen. But for example, if you've chosen IB standard level, then you also have to choose, of course, the core IB. But if you're in the Austrian Matura student, then you have to choose all of them anyway. And then you have the IB blocks. Okay, and you have to choose your courses here. And you might be a little bit surprised that the German as a mother tongue does not really show up anywhere. Deutsch als Muttersprache does not show up anywhere. Because we know that if you've chosen either a self-taught language or English A, mother tongue, if you've chosen that, then we know that you are not in German as a mother tongue. Okay, so that's why not all of the subjects show up. Okay, or for example, also math standard level or math does not show up because we know that everyone has to go to math standard level anyway. But if you're in math higher level, then you have to choose it extra. Okay, so that is pretty important. So you go through each one of these blocks and you choose the subjects. Yeah, so for example, in block 1, you have English A, Muttersprache, it's called mother tongue. Choose the correct one for next school year. Just please check the class, okay? That you're in class in grade 7. And then another thing is if you're in German as a foreign language, in IB block 2, you have to choose DLFS. That's important whether or not you actually take IB German. Because DLFS is for all German as a foreign language students. And then we're going to see whether you're in the IB course or not. Yeah. So that is another exception here. Yeah. So, and that's basically it. So please sign up, register, and please make sure each of these subjects will have a grade next to it. Please just make sure that you're checking on the correct grade. And there is another thing that I think it's not actually shown here in the screenshots that I have, but it might appear in yours where it actually allows you to select the school year. So if at the top it allows you to select the school year, then please select the school year. Yeah, and if it shows too many courses, then you can also make, in point 6 I'm right now, a check mark in meine Kurse. So please play around with that a little bit and please make sure that you sign up for all of these courses. And it's really important, okay? It's not difficult to do, but please make sure that that you're doing that. Okay? So that was basically it. All the best.